Well, moving on to our next story now, a leading human rights organization has condemned Saudi Arabia's mass trial of Shia Muslims as, quote, a mockery of justice. The men were put on trial in February over allegedly spying for Iran. Human Rights Watch says all but one of the 32 men are Shia Muslims and have been in custody since 2013. The group said the trial violated the basic due process rights of the accused. Saudi authorities have not allowed lawyers to meet with the defendants or to access the necessary court documents. Saudi prosecutors are seeking the death penalty against 25 of the accused over alleged offenses that, quote, constitute high treason. They also face charges which Human Rights Watch says do not represent recognizable crimes, including efforts to spread the Shia faith in Saudi Arabia. The rights group slammed the trials as, quote, legal window dressing where the verdict has been decided beforehand. Human rights activist William Spring joins us now from the British capital, London. Mr. Spring, welcome to the program. More criticism coming at the way of the Saudi government by a leading human rights organization. Talk to us more about this recent report.
It's not been a very good week for the Saudis. They not only have they had this criticism from Human Rights Watch, but the Congress in America has made it clear that there are no inhibitions about American citizens suing or litigating the Saudi authorities for their role in 9/11. And also, the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia, Jubair, is in such a state of desperation that he's now calling for an invasion by Saudi Arabia of Syria. Well, this is obviously ridiculous. The Saudis are in deep trouble, not least with their economy and the problems over oil and so on. Now, this particular issue of the lack of due process, everybody knows about that anyway. That's been going on for years. The mass executions on a Friday afternoon in the main square. It's just appalling. And yet the Americans and the British government, Philip Hammond in particular, is well aware of this abuse of process, of these violations of human rights. And yet for some reason, the British government maintains cordial relations with the Saudi dynasty. Now, this is double standards of the worst kind. And I hope that eventually that someone in Whitehall or in Washington will see sense and actually disassociate the West from these sort of actions. There's not only a persecution of Shia, there's a persecution of any group which is independent or from the peculiar Wahhabi tradition, which is not, in my mind, Sunni Islam anyway, but is a deviation. And anyone, any group which is in any way heterodox or dissenting from these strange beliefs is targeted by the Saudi regime. And we need to make a stand on this, and the West should make a stand. But of course, they have been totally dependent or largely dependent upon Saudi oil for many years. But I think that's breaking down now. I think the pressure to get away from Saudi oil and blackmail is very strong on the decision makers in Washington and in London and in France, because it cannot go on. It just is ridiculous. I mean, the idea that we can have another South Africa, another freedom trial, another treason trial, as it was in the 1960s, with a massive of individuals accused of some nonsense and with their death penalty already written out and determined in advance, is crazy. So what I'm asking is, when will the Foreign Office, the British Foreign Office, or the American State Department actually disassociate themselves and condemn the dreadful behavior of the Saudi regime? I'm hopeful that at some stage there will be a new group in Riyadh who will be less aggressive. One can add, of course, the Yemen situation, the continuance of a war for about a year against the sovereign state.